No worries, thank you.
There's Bernard Hopkins. Warren Huntley is with us to preview the meeting. How are you, Warren?
Very good, thanks, Nav.
Look, there's some nice horses going around at this meeting today.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bendigo, as you said, generally probably attracts slightly a higher quality, regardless of the day the meeting's programmed, and a lot of interest in the two-year-old fillies race, particularly the first race with some quite talented, lightly raced fillies there that I think are destined to contest some nice races
as
their career unfolds.
Definitely. This is a good race, this first, over the 1,100. And you can take out 1, 6, 7, 11, 12 and 13. Now, the favourite is a first starter here for Kieran Murr and Dave Eustace called Exquisite Beauty. He was scratched from the Quetaville in Adelaide on Saturday. It's come up at even money after trialling well. $5 for Fane, $6 for Knowles, and all the others are at double figures. So, as you mentioned, Warren, this is likely to be quite a strong race.
Yeah, and difficult to sort them out, Naz, because, as you said, the favourite's unraced and very short. But, well, she trucked up beautifully. Big, strong filly she looks to be in a recent official trial at Cranbourne, and she's shown talent in everything that she's done that I've seen. And look, I'm with her because I think she certainly could have won that trial at Cranbourne if asked to. I've got her ahead of 8 Knowles, who's an interesting runner, resuming and first run for Jason Warren. Just stood flat-footed in a barrier trial recently, but then subsequently went to a jump out and began very fast and ran well. So there's talent there. Just hope she begins cleanly from that wider barrier draw. 5 Fane has shown ability and been to the races and comes through the same trial as the favourite Exquisite Beauty, and under pressure she picked up late in that trial and went through the line quite nicely. And 14 Moldova from the Danny O'Brien stable on debut with Damien Oliver aboard. Thought a recent jump out at Werribee was encouraging also. But the favourite's short enough now, you would have liked to have been on at the better price, but I think she's the one to beat. 3, 8, 5, 14.
3, 8, 5 and 14. I think they bet $6 or so. Nick Quinn was mentioning yesterday when he went through some of the early bets. We go to race 2. This is a mile race. In this event, you can take out the 2. We've got number 1, Absolutna at $1.85 and $1.90 for number 5, Vaminos. Very unusual market here, Warren. We often don't see 2 odds on favourites in the same race.
No, there's not much percentage there, Nath, but look, and the drift's been for Absolutna and the firm's been for Vaminos as the day's gone on. If that continues, then Vaminos is likely to start a firm favourite. Has shown ability in all the runs to date, was given a quiet time in a recent barrier trial. Blinkers and a tongue tie go on Vaminos, and the pacifiers come off and the winkers go on Absolutna. I'm actually siding just with the horse that's drifting and likely to now start second favourite in Absolutna. Like most people, I was pretty keen that he'd win at Racing.com Park Pakenham last start, but just in a race that was dominated close to the speed by the Pat Carey trained Algiers, just couldn't get into the race and ran well, but was never really getting the hopes up for the punters that took the short odds there. I'm going to go with him again here with those gear changes, hoping he can sit a bit closer and be a bit sharper with the winkers on. Respect the form of Vaminos and is the obvious danger, and there probably shouldn't be much between them in the market, so I can understand that he's firm during the morning. I thought 6 Edgy Returns was actually good through the line last start. Gets down in the weights here with the claim, and maybe 3 Lofoten next best, but the race does fall away and the two obvious dominate the race. 1, 5, 6, 3.
1 from 5, 6 and 3. We have a look at race 3, Fillies and Mares Maiden over the 1,300. And in this race, you can take out the 2. We've got number 1, Boot Up, who is at 4.40. Demand Attention at 8. Nord's Avenir is at 5.50. The Stylist at 9.50. Tides is at 2.20. It's the favourite set to resume, and $8 for Wild Breeze.
Yeah, the sister to Shoals. And look, she was riding the speed and asked to do a bit really strong through the line in a recent jump out at Balnarring. And it's a pretty tough run home there. Wouldn't want to take too short odds, but gee, I think they found a very good race for her to the chance to get her first win on the board. Number 9, Tides. Boot Up was good first up at Ararat 2 starts ago and then covered ground last start, so forgiving of that run. 6, Nord Avenir. I've been batting up for Nord Avenir 2 runs this preparation, and largely she's disappointed me, but fitter with those 2 runs under the belt, and I think firmer ground here might be a positive. And 5, Demand Attentions. A few just want to see her settle well in terms of her racing style and her head carriage, but has shown ability in trials in Sydney and jump out down here. 9, 1, 6, 5.
9 from 1, 6 and 5. Now to the 4th. This is over 2,200, and you can take out 9, 11 and also 12. Now we've got the 4. Motinasek at $8. $5 Sunbelt. Favourite is Tazio Riley, who's at $3.80. Large at $8.44. My Kerry Pie.
It's going to be my value, Tazio Riley. It's really trimmed up as the morning's gone on. I'll have to revise that, but I think he's going well, and Convict Sam came through that run last start at Donald to run well, albeit safely held in the Galilee Series final at Caulfield on Saturday. So that form's holding up well. And importantly, I think of the good chances he's drawn to get the best run. Number 7, Tazio Riley, ahead of 6, Sunbelt, who gets the earmuffs pre-race on. He's just going to need a little bit of luck down the straight the first time. As is 14, Lars, a horse I've got a little interest in. She ran better last start, just asked to settle down early and then finish on strongly late. If she can do that with the 2,200 metres here and Ollie aboard, she could certainly be in the finish if she gets it right. And 15, My Kerry Pie, who's been a little bit easy in the market this morning, is going to need a little bit of luck from the draw, but has good enough form lines to be competitive. 7, 6, 14, 15.
7, 6, 14 and 15. Race 5, this is the first leg of the quaddie. Take out the 6. Now we've got number 1, River House at 270. Sorosa at 370, 340 for Bricktop, 650 for Boots Tarrington, and Do the Hippie at 950. And I'm sure that the scratching of Morrissey has definitely changed the market a bit.
It has a bit, Nance, but it wouldn't have changed my top selection. I think Riverhouse is a very nice horse, and he proved that last preparation. He's been a little bit of a work in progress. I'm buoyed by the fact that Damien Oliver's reuniting with him here. He's had a bit to do with him getting his act together last preparation, and here now on what is his home track with Matty Enright training at Bendigo. I'm with Riverhouse, and I like him. He's a nice horse ahead of 4. Bricktop, who's trialled up nicely to resume here. He'll be better over further, but he looks to be coming to hand well. Looks sharp enough for the 1,100 metres first up. Do the Hippie was terrific in a jump out recently at Camperdown. Looks to be forward enough to run well and give a sight from an inside draw first up. And I put 2, Say Also, who was good winning and could still be on the up, but I just think strikes a really good race here, particularly at the top end, and I'm keen on Riverhouse. 1472.
1 from 472. The sixth event is a Fillies and Mares 70 over the 1100, and here you can take out runners 1 and 7. Now we've got number 3, Chalcidian at 750. Girl Scott Spirit 650. We're looking at Moss Bell at 480. My Divas at 550. Neurotic at 550. Trilly is at $3.20. Another good race.
It is an even race, Nance. I think there'll be some reasonable speed and probably need that for Trilly to balance up and get home over the top. But I think she's the horse with the best finish in the race. And if she's close enough with a nice run in here at Bendigo, she's got a good chance of getting over the top of them. She was trucking up nicely without really being tested in a barrier trial recently. Looks nice and fresh first up. 9, Trilly ahead of 6. My Divas, who was really solid last start. I think she maps well here. And again, association of Linda Meach with Mont Davis, I think, is an important part of her learning. She's still not completely push button yet, but she's got talent. 5, Moss Bell's consistent, just needs that next win on the board, but another one that should get a nice run just behind the speed from that draw. And I put 3, Chalcidian in next best. They really went hard in that race on the speed last start at Donald. She was able to capitalise on that and work home right through the line. And somewhere around about 1,100 metres, I think, is her best trip. 9, 6, 5, 3.
9 from 6, 5 and 3. Now to the next event, race number 7, as my market decides to go off the page. Let's just load it back up again. You can take out the 2. And the other scratching is number 9. Now we've got number 1, Obscura, 550. Luca Brazzi at 420. Adversary at 380. Manza is at 8.50 and Necessitas is at $4.20.
Bit of a trimming up for Necessitas. I think Matty Allerton and Simon Zara have got a couple of good chances in the last 2 races here. And Necessitas last start was just okay, I thought. Would be fitter with that run under the belt at Pakenham last start behind Jungle Fish. But went to the jump outs following that, and I think looks to have really derived improvement from that first up run or that fresh run. I'm going to go with 10. Necessitas here, fitted with that run under the belt, as I referenced, there to 5, Adversary, who probably comes through the strongest, most current form line behind Big Night Out at Sandown last start. And was back near the inside, might have had the clearest of passages there. 4, Luca Brazzi, did a bit of work last start and should get a much better, more economical run here. And 1, Obscura, was pretty big odds, but he has shown the ability to run good time, and he was able to do it to win last start. So he does bring winning form here, but this is a tougher race. 10, 5, 4, 1.
So we go 10 from 5, 4 and 1. We now go to race 8, the 64, 1300, and you can take out runners 1, 4, 10, and also the 12. We've got number two, Asgard Massif at 360. Finally Free at 850. Sensation Ali at 460. Jawal is at 360. La Volt is a $6 chance. And then the thick of it at $9.50.
Another one of the Alep and Zara camp that I think has got a terrific chance in the last race. And some value about La Volt, trialled up very nicely at Werribee recently, under a bit of pressure, asked to do a bit, but it's good, that'll help bring him on for this race first up. And was chasing Lita, who ran well without winning at Caulfield on Saturday. I'm with number eight, La Volt, ahead of two, Asgard Massif, who was winning first up, fitted with that run under the belt. Saw a jump out a while ago of Jawal at Wangaratta to get fit. I think the rest of the work must have been done at the Hayes and Davenick Lindsay Park property at Euroa, but certainly respecting Joao's talent, and he's had time to build fitness from the jump out that I saw, where he was given a quiet time. And Sensation Alley has trialled up nicely to resume here and should make her own luck riding the speed. 8, 2, 7, 6.
So we go 8 from 2, 7, and 6. What about a best Ruffy Quaddy and also your play of the day?
I'm going to make River House race 5, number 1, the best Nards, and the value in the last, race 8, number 8, La Volt. For the Quaddy, first league 1, 2, 4 and 7. Second league 3, 5, 6 and 9. In the third league, numbers 1, 4, 5 and 10. And league 4, numbers 2, 7 and 8. I'm going to play a daily double as the play of the day, effectively just trimming up two of the legs of the Quaddy. First league, numbers 5, 6 and 9. And second league, numbers 2, 7 and 8.
Very good. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Mark.